Ag executives were called before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday, and they did their best to sell the benefits of their respective proposed mergers. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley chairs the committee. He announced the hearing weeks ago before the Bayer-Monsanto merger was finalized. Monsanto Executive Vice President and Chief Technology Officer Rob Fraley testified at the hearing. He offered a commentary similar to the other agribusiness executives who said these mergers would be a boon for research and development.
Our innovation will continue to be broadly licensed so you can buy the newest products from the suppliers you choose, and competition will increase. The bottom line is that our industry is undergoing a healthy and sorely needed transformation. We understand the concerns about consolidation, but you also must put into context that this type of change enables more innovation, delivers better products to the farm even faster. Farmers are best served when companies invest more in new technologies and accelerate the pace of their R&D, which in turn spurs more robust competition.
The hearing was absent one of the major companies in the merger discussion, ChemChina. The Chinese company is seeking to acquire Syngenta. That deal is currently pending regulatory approval. Grassley told reporters Tuesday morning that he wants to hear more from the company.
We're concerned about ChemChina for the reasons that the government's involvement and what are their ulterior motives. We could be asking that from an intellectual property standpoint. We could be asking that from a national defense standpoint. We could be asking that from the standpoint of China's influence on American agriculture.
Bob Young from the American Farm Bureau Federation also testified at the hearing. There, he urged the committee not to look at this merger by merger, but industry-wide.
I think the challenge that we face as an industry is having all of these occur at exactly the same time. As mentioned, we're going to go from six major companies to four companies. AFBF is suggesting that as we go through this review, and probably focus primarily on the committee's actions itself, as we go through a review of these mergers, that we look at these not as individual company mergers, but that we look at what the impact is going to be on the sector as a whole. That's a more difficult problem, I recognize, to tackle, but I do feel like that's more of the issue as opposed to just looking at the individual company mergers.
National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson said NFU rejects the premise that these mergers will increase competition and innovation. He added that providing regulatory relief and easing the product approval process would be a better approach. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.